Podcast 31, Celebration. Kia ora and welcome to our annual Celebration Sunday, when we thank God for the year that has been. I guess this year many of us will be thanking God that the year is nearly over. 2020 has been in many ways a year like no other. But the theme for this Sunday in Advent is joy, so it is very appropriate that this is the day that we take as our Celebration Sunday. And the scriptures for today also contain celebration. The gospel passage is Mary's song, the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. And Paul continues this theme of celebration in his letter to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So this theme of joy is reflected in our scripture readings today. And it is certainly a lesson that we are having to take on board, that we have to give thanks in all circumstances. And as I look at this, I think of a Māori proverb, which also talks about this kind of stuff. The proverb goes, titiro whakamuri, kōkiri whakamua. And it means, look back and reflect, so you can move forward. So we look back and reflect, not to dwell in the past or to long for the good old days, but so we can move forward from where we are now. So this year, I guess one of the things we've had to do as a parish is cope with COVID. And we did this by phone. So vestry members had a phoning list and we kept in regular phone contact with parishioners while COVID lockdown was going on. The podcasts, which are continuing, and that were put on the parish website to enable people to access some teaching. And we also, when we came out of lockdown, had things that we continue to do, like the contact tracing app and the sign-on sheets at church. And one of the benefits of having the sign-on sheets at church is attendance of different people can be regularly tracked. So we know who our core group are. There's about 25 people who come regularly to church, and by regularly I mean more than 60% of the time, to the Sunday service I'm talking about. So we did various things to cope with COVID, and some of those things, are, like the podcasts, are continuing. And one of the things Vestry did at its planning meeting was we got Rose to do an analysis of where people lived, people who come to church. And what we found was that there were two geographical clusters of people. One around the church's immediate neighbourhood and one in Dinsdale. And then the rest of the people's homes were scattered around Hamilton. So we do have a significant group of people who live relatively close to the church. And Vestry talked about whether we should have a parish geographical focus on the Forest Lake Mairoa area, or whether we should have more of a generic focus. And we didn't really come to a conclusion about that. But I think this analysis shows that actually we have a significant group of people who live close to the church. And then we had a feedback survey recently, and from that survey we have a list of things that people think that we are doing well. For example, we're giving financially. Despite having 10 Sundays with no services, we are on track to be break-even for this year. We're good at supporting others, both within and outside our own congregation, with things like the food bank and Operation Christmas Child. We have a group of people who do a great job maintaining the church grounds and buildings. We provide regular church services, which are friendly and welcoming. At the services, there's a strong sense of fellowship and family. Our office and administration is efficiently managed by Rose, our parish office manager. People appreciated the quality teaching and sermons, including the PowerPoint slides. And we also provide opportunities for socializing, like seniors' morning teas. We have morning tea after every service. We have filled nights and we have parish breakfasts. So looking at service attendance, because that's our major metric at the moment, Forest Lake Gardens service, which runs twice a month, we average around 12. The Wednesday 10 a.m. service, we average around 10. And the Sunday service, we average around 28 to 30 people at each service. So we can look at some other metrics, but we don't have a lot because at the moment, mostly what we're doing is running church services as the parish kind of core focus. But this year so far, this parish has given 139 food bank parcels to the Hamilton Christian Food Bank. And that's quite remarkable. I looked through the book the other day at the Hamilton Christian Food Bank where people record what organisation they're from and also what parcels they've brought. And we are by far the leaders in this particular ministry for the whole of Hamilton. For Operation Christmas Child, that was also a great effort. We filled 27 boxes that went overseas for Operation Christmas Child. In terms of our financial position, there's been a mixture of unders and overs in terms of our expenditure, some months being more than our income. But at the moment, we are on track to finish the year more or less break even. And so that leads me to the next thing, which is really to report back a little bit of what happened at the vestry planning meeting a couple of weeks ago. And it was spurred by the fact that the Proverbs 29 verse 18 tells us, without a vision, the people perish. And Vestry felt it was time to look at the vision for the parish and figure out where we're going to from here. And as part of that, we did a bit of a review of what the vision for the parish had been. And while I'm not referring to the 2020 vision document, which is kind of like our vision statement, that's a great document, and Vestry didn't see any need to change that. But I think the focus in terms of what happened each year was slightly different from that document. For example, for the years 2015 to 2018, the vision or focus of the church was to lead an effective parish-based opposition to the blessing of same-gender relationships in Motion 30. So really the parish focused on that and was drawn into that struggle and in the end split apart because of that struggle. 2019 to 2020, the vision of the parish to some degree, or to a large degree I think, has been just survive, just kind of dust off, treat the wounds, just get by. And I think we've done that because the parish is still together and it's still a functioning entity. But we need now to move beyond that, and Vestry saw that need. And when Vestry did a little exercise where we each wrote a sentence about what we thought the vision for next year should be, the key theme in that vision for everybody was growth. So I've summed up the kind of focus or vision, if you like, for the next couple of years as this item, small steps to growth. And that's what we're looking to do. So next year is going to be a year of trying things out. Some things may work, some things may not. We're looking to increase our numbers, but also to increase our impact in the local community and in the community that surrounds each person who comes to church. Each of us has a community that we have contact with. And so what we're looking to do is to spread our influence across both those communities. And to do this, we're going to be taking baby steps. So we're not going to be trying anything big or ambitious. We're going to be doing small things. And as those small things progress, we're going to be praying for the leading of the Holy Spirit as to what we should put effort into, what things we should try, what things we think may bring glory to God and His kingdom that the parish can do. So if you want a visual image to focus on for next year, think of the cross. The horizontal arm represents breadth, our initiatives to grow the impact of our church on those around us, both geographical and our contacts of us personally, to grow the church in numbers and to add more people, particularly at the family and younger end of the demographic. The vertical post of the cross represents our focus on growing the depth of our faith, improving the discipleship element and prayer life in the church. So both breadth and depth, we want to focus on small steps for growth in both of these areas as we look forward to what God has for us in 2021. And I just wanted to add that people are maybe wondering about my position. So in order to give some certainty to 2021 in terms of leadership, I just want to let you know that I'm committed to leading this church until the end of 2021. And I'm currently negotiating to change my position at uni, and opportunities come up for me to possibly be part-time next year. So that will make life a lot easier for me. Beyond the end of 2021, as far as I'm concerned, I don't yet have a clear idea what the Lord is saying for me. But I do want to reassure this community of faith that for next year, your leadership is solidly still with who is doing it this year. So that's my little kind of spiel, and I hope that we all can all move forward into 2021, relying on the grace of God as we have done in 2020.